This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda, and joining me now inside Studio 123 is Lee Wood, host of The Vinyl Hour. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so glad to have you.
I don't get to come to Studio 123 very often.
You don't, so it's a pleasure to have you here, yeah. And we have special news.
We do. Really exciting. So I'm so used to hearing, you know, The Vinyl Hour, which airs Sunday night at 5 p.m. on KUAF3. Well, we have a new time.
You do.
And we're actually over the airwaves.
On our regular our regular KUAF channel, 91.3.
So last Saturday actually was our FM debut. And we re-aired part one of a two-part show with Phil Eubanks. I really wanted to start with part one.
It makes sense, yeah, if we're just tuning in.
Right. So, but Saturday night at 5 o'clock is now when you can hear The Vinyl Hour on FM. I'm so excited to even say that sentence out loud. And so there's a bit of a change in the schedule. I mean, we've had folk on Saturday nights from the beginning of time, mm-hmm. 5 to 9, and now it's just slightly different. So coming out of weekend, all things considered, at 4, then you'll hear The Vinyl Hour.
At 5.
At 5 o'clock, and then we'll go into Ozark Highlands Radio mm-hmm. at 6, The Pick and Post, of course, from 7 to 9, and then Wood Songs Old Time Radio Hour will actually air at 9.
Okay.
So it kind of got shifted over. So you've still got a great block of folk music, and you kind of have a block there of local stuff, because Ozarks, you know, it's not too far away, produced not too far away. Then, of course, we've got The Pick and Post.
Produced
and,
right here.
Yeah.
And Vinyl Hour, of course.
The Vinyl Hour, too. So it's nice. We've got a block of local programming, music programming at the for Saturday night still. And, you know, The Vinyl Hour, it's interesting. I mean, you probably know this. Mm-hmm. Once you've been making a radio program for a while, you so intuitively know what it is.
Right.
But people don't necessarily know.
We often, Ozarks at Large is a really great example. Kyle and I talk about this all the time. You know, he's been doing the show for 20, 25 years, yeah. And it's, people are like, well, what is it? And it's like, well, and like, we know what it is. And I think it sounds really corny because we're like, it's a feeling, you know, like we know what it is,
right.
But sometimes we can't necessarily find the right words. And I think a lot of times we end up telling people, well, just listen and you'll get it. And I think it's probably the same for you.
Yes, it kind of has been. But I've been forced to kind of explain it,
sure.
You know, in the last week and a half or so.
Basics are you play music on vinyl.
We do. And we invite people from the community who are record collectors to come and play selections from their records. And often what that really is just a vehicle for a conversation about a certain time or a certain place or, you know, a journey that the person went on, whether it's through their career or through just their musical interests and tastes and artistic, you know, life. So it's kind of using music as a conduit to having a deeper conversation about somebody's life. So I think it's really exciting to be at 5 o'clock on Saturday. We're going out of All Things Considered, which is going to be, you know, talk and interviews, mm-hmm. and we're going into music. So it's a nice kind of
bridge
middle ground.
Because there's some interviewing, yeah. Chatting.
Exactly.
It's perfect. And I guess we should mention, you know, this was all kind of decided because of us losing a show.
Yes. So Folk Sampler, which has been on the air for years and is produced by Mike Flynn, who I don't know if everybody knows, it's out of Siloam Springs. Mm-hmm. Mike, you know, ended the show. He's retired the show. So we did have to find something to fill a spot. And I would love to have Mike Flynn come and we could talk about the Folk Sampler and possibly play some records. So that would be an amazing thing if I could get that to happen. But again, yeah, we're doing this change because Mike's been making radio for decades and he decided that that was the end of the run for him.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, so here we are, new lineup. Very excited about that.
Yes.
So if you are new to The Vinyl Hour, perhaps because you haven't caught it on HD, you can now catch it on 91.3. So this Saturday at 5, we will hear part 2.
Yes.
Of this series you're working on?
Yes, with Phil Eubanks, who was a longtime radio host on KXUA, the student-run radio station at the University of Arkansas. He had a great show called Plastic Magic, and he's been doing this, you know, he did it for 9 years, where he played music from vinyl and also, like, you know, tape cassettes, analog.
Sure.
As an umbrella term. But so this week we're going to be listening to Texas Underground and Desert Psychedelic Rock. So what that really means is it's music that was made in Central Texas, you know, sometimes San Antonio gets over there. We ended last week's show in Arizona, like fully in the desert.
Okay.
And it's psychedelic rock and sometimes not, you know, that rocking, but psychedelic feeling music, mostly from the early 70s. It's a crazy, varied genre. You'd think just from what I just told you that it would be really, really narrow. There's
it
enough
does sound
bands.
Pretty narrow.
I know. There's enough bands to have a 2-part show, and there was stuff he brought that we didn't even get to. So,
oh.
So it's really interesting.
So is there a part 3?
No. We cut it off. But you know, ZZ Top's an interesting band that everybody knows that's from Texas, but we listened to The Moving Sidewalks, which is a band that Billy Gibbons, one of the main guys of ZZ Top, there's only 3. That was his first band. So we kind of can hear how he got into it. A really interesting band called Wailing Wall. And my favorite band from putting this together, Homer, this underground band put out 1 record. It's excellent. And it was reissued. And of course, Phil Eubanks was born to do this. He's the ambassador for underground and lo-fi and private pressing records that no one's ever heard of. But he'll tell you about it, and then you'll love it for the rest of your life. So that's what we're doing. Part 2, Texas psychedelic rock. It's hard to even say.
Proud of you.
Yeah, thanks. But it's really interesting, and I do think that certainly most people will hear music they've never heard before, and I think they'll really like it.
All right. Yeah. Well, the Vinyl Hour now at 5 o'clock Saturday evenings here on KUAF 91.3. Leewood is the host. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.